So what we're going to be going now is on Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman had said, a woman told a man, bring me my get. A woman told her agent, I don't care if it's a man or a lady, bring me my get. He comes and he tells the husband, your wife said I should accept her get for her. That's what Rav Nachman had said. And the husband said, take it as she said. So Rav Nachman said that even if the get comes to her, it doesn't work. Now there's two ways we can understand Rav Nachman. The Gemara had one way to understand Rav Nachman, and then the Gemara offered a second way to understand Rav Nachman. The first way the Gemara wanted us to understand Rav Nachman is that when the guy came and told the husband, your wife said, accept the get, right? He trusted the guy. And when he said, take it like she said, he meant like you told me she said, which means I'm giving it to you as a shliach l'kabbalah. Meanwhile, that wasn't a shliach l'kabbalah. That's why the get is not a get. That's one way of understanding Rav Nachman. The second way of understanding Rav Nachman is the guy might mean take it like she said, which means be a shliach l'alacha. But the messenger, by saying I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, was saying, I don't want to take the get. I'm not interested in being your shliach. And therefore, the appointment never worked. And even though later on he decided to deliver the get to the wife, but at that point he wasn't an agent. That's why it doesn't work. So we offered two pshatim to Rav Nachman. Either because Rav Nachman holds that when the shliach tells the husband, I am your wife's shliach l'kabbalah, he relies on him. And when he gives it to him, he means as a shliach l'kabbalah, which the guy never was. Or he really gave it to him as a shliach l'alacha, but the shliach wasn't willing to be a shliach l'alacha because he said, I only want to accept the get. Now, later on, he decided he was going anyway. He might as well deliver it. That doesn't make him a shliach l'alacha. Those were the two ways of understanding Rav Nachman. Now we're going to try to argue on the halacha, period. Yes?
If the husband and wife made up before, whenever you're ready to send the get, you know, send the shliach, I will send it to you. So, no matter what, I mean, she knows that she doesn't know what...
Again,
but
that's a different case. You're giving me a different story. What did the husband think he was doing?
The words he said. Whatever my wife said. No, didn't say
whatever she said. Does he mean what the shliach said she said, or what she really said?
Hearsay or what she really said?
Right. Not hearsay, but the shliach told him.
That's
kind of
like
okay, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I'll let you use the English word you want to use.
So now he thinks he's divorced and she thinks she's divorced, and yet it's big problems here.
It could be, could be not. I'll go to the rabbi and the rabbi will straighten him out.
Why the rabbi? I got my get, whatever. I have to go to the rabbi for. What are you asking? She thinks it.
It's a big problem. You know, it's a problem. What can I tell you? That's why we have rabbanim even inside our get. That people should make their own decisions. You're right. Tashma. We are Tashma, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And what we're going to try to do is show that Rav Nachman's halacha is wrong. Forget about the reason. The raw halacha is wrong. Our Mishnah said, Chaymir Skabo Get Zeli Ishti. A guy said to Shliach, take this get from my wife. Accept it from my wife. Or heilig get at least, or take it to her. Ratzel lagzer yagzer. He's still in charge of the get, and he can still change his mind at any point till it gets to her. Now, time is the ratzel. It's only because he wants to change his mind. Haloi ratzel. If he would not want to change his mind, I'm in the four lines on the end of the narrow lines. Haloi ratzel. If he would not want to change his mind, how do you get? Now, what's bothering us is the husband said to the guy, accept the get from my wife. He said the word hiskabel. Husband can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. So how does it work? That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what's bothering the Gemara. Why does it work? Now, we answered this on the Amud Beis list 2 days ago. But let's forget that answer. Gemara is now approaching it as if it doesn't know an answer.
Say it first and then forget it.
No, I'm not going to say it first, because Gemara is going to answer it here again. Again, the Mishnah said, a husband told a man, accept the get from my wife. So the Mishnah, he can still change his mind till it gets to her. But when it gets to her, she's divorced. Why? He wasn't an agent l'haylocha. He was an agent l'kabbalah, which the husband can't make. So why is the get a get if he doesn't change his mind? Must be that any husband that tells the agent anything really means to say, just divorce her. I don't care the mechanism. I want her divorced.
When?
Whenever I can.
When?
Whenever I can.
Now, or when she gets
there. I just want to get rid of her. And therefore, even though he said be an agent to Kabbalah, he doesn't mean only be an agent to Kabbalah. He means if it works, it's Kabbalah. Kabbalah, if not, I just want her out. If that's true, then Rav Nachman's halacha is shver. Because then no matter what he said, no matter what he meant to do, the bottom line is, he gave her a gay, he wants her divorced. And whatever words he uses means nothing, whatever he thinks, he just wants to divorce her.
So in that case, when does it kick in?
Whenever she gets it. But it doesn't make a difference. It's, again, it's because I don't care, dibura di da, dibura di day. I care he wants to divorce her, whatever it takes. That's really, I was like, let me just finish. V'amai, habau lav bar shav yishlich l'kabalahu. Elo aminan, kibu shenrasav einav l'garsha. Since he wants to divorce her, meymar amar, k'garish kolhecha de megarsha. Forget the words I use. Let her be divorced any way it can work. Okanami, here also the case of Rav Nachman. When he comes and tells the guy, your wife said I'm a shliach l'kabalah, right? And the guy says, okay, take it like she said. I don't care. He doesn't care. He wants a divorce. He doesn't care whether it's kabalah, halacha, as any way it can work, I want it to work. Let it work when it gets to her. Why did Rav Nachman say it doesn't work? Why don't we say this svara, just like in our Mishnah? He used the wrong word. He said Kabbalah. He can't make a shliach with Kabbalah. So what do? We say he wants to divorce her at any time. Even though he used the wrong word, what he's trying to say is, just let's get her divorced. If that's true, in the case of Rav Nachman, the woman said, pick up my get. And he came and told the husband, your wife said I should accept her get. So Rav Nachman said, he's not divorced, because he gave it to him as a kabbalah, not l'halacha. Who cares what he gave it to him as? He wants a divorce. So it should work anyway, even though he used the wrong word and he meant it the wrong. He wants a divorce. Again, that's the, let's learn Rashi. Okay, Rashi will address your question. Dr. Rashi. We have Tashema. Tuf to learn Nachman. Time of the Ratzel Lach Zahar Ratzel Am to the Yadim of Gereshes. If he said his Skabel, which we now interpret to mean, take it as a Shliach LeKabbalah, we say, it works. He told the guy, be a shliach l'kabbalah. Ela al-karkach. Meshum d'aminan. Avagav l'yave al-b'tayres kabbalah. Even though he gave it to him as kabbalah. Kivin d'am to liyad migarsha. When it gets to her hand, she's migareshes. Reaches her hand. She's migareshes. Meshum d'kivin sh'nas n'el migarsha. He made up his mind. Nothing enough means he gave his eyes, which means he made up his mind to divorce her. Then with Misyadalay, the Mati Lashav Yishliach LeKabbalah, when he finds out that he has no power to make a Yishliach LeKabbalah, Nichalay will have a Yishliach LeLocha. He's happy that the guy should be a Yishliach LeLocha. But Achad Gav and Milsad Rav Nachman Nami. Ava Gav the Hishaitle Nas Yishliach LeLocha. Now, again, even if you learned that the Shliach didn't want to be a Shliach, but the minute he decides he's going to go, the husband has a cut. It's like a, just do whatever you need to do, whenever you need to do it. So he's appointing him constantly. Just go. Anytime you decide to go, just go. Mio, Chimim Lechvam, Temeinu Knichel and Lebal, the husband's happy. Lavishlucha Lelocha. Again, what's bothering the Gemara is, we see from our Mishnah, the way we understand the Mishnah, is a husband makes a shliach lekabala, which he can't do, and we say he means anyway. Same thing here. The guy told him, I'm a shliach lekabala. The husband said, go. Go means any way it can work. I don't care how. Go.
Why does Harry keep repeating it? Is there something...
I want to make sure people understand it.
Not some law that it's not a concern in Rosh
Hashanah.
No. No interruption in there.
That's what he's saying. No.
So we now we're at the point where we don't know if our Nachman doesn't work. That's where our
we're asking on Rav Nachman and for the Gemara. No. Haki Hashta. No comparison. Hasam Yadam Yadeya Shein Shlichus LeKabbalah. In the case of our Mishnah, the husband says to the agent, accept it from my wife. He knows he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. See, obviously, doesn't mean kabbalah. Which is what we said on Damid Beis, that his kabel doesn't mean his kabel. His kabel means heilich. Hacha toy. Here, he thought the guy was a shliach l'kabbalah. Or according to Ravashi, the guy didn't want to be a shliach. Meaning, there's no svara of take it anyway and go. That's not what the Mishnah meant. The Gemara is answering, right, that you can't compare the case of the Mishnah to the case of Rav Nachman. In the case of the Mishnah, the husband initiated. He said his kabel. He knows he can't make his shliach l'kabbalah. He means halacha. Here, the husband's reacting to his wife sending an agent. He takes the guy seriously. He doesn't mean to do it anyway. There's no such svara. You assumed that pshat in the Mishnah was he meant Kabbalah.
Why is there no svara? Why is there no svara?
Again, before we had our Mishnah, did we make up this svara that a guy means anyway?
No, we made it. We said there was.
We did not say that svara. We only said that svara because we thought that was pshat in the Mishnah. If I can give you a different pshat in the Mishnah, that means I don't accept that svara. You have no proof to that svara. You wanted to prove the svara. You can't prove the svara if there's no Mishnah to prove it. Dr. Ashi. The gamma v'nasin l'shem halacha, v'skabu d'kamerle, hiskabu v'hoi l'kamer. Hiskabu means take it. V'loi taimik d'kamertu, v'hek d'shon in avishlichas. And it's not because you just want it to go any way it wants. That's what Rav Nachman said. The husband thought that he became a shliach l'kabbalah. The samach adibure, he trusted the shliach. He made a mistake. He thought he was giving it to a shliach l'kabbalah. That's according to the way we learned Rav Nachman originally. Ravashi, Nami, Uki, Taimed, Rav Nachman, Shun, Mikra, Akra, Shliach, L'shluchusay. According to Ravashi, that says it's because the guy uprooted his shlichus, Shabbat Matar Tzibahachi, Kedah Zitzinon. Same answer. The time of the Masnishim Shem Tzkabo V'Hoylech Kamar. Our Mishnah means he meant Hoylech, Metchila Nasa Shluchai. Well, Yitzchil Amin Ketachi Toy. You don't have to say the word he made a mistake. Because according to Ravashi, it wasn't a mistake. It was that the shlich didn't want to go. El Aliba Delish Tekama. Haki Toy is going in the first understanding of Rav Nachman, that he made a mistake in thinking that the guy is a shlich l'kabbalah. The words Haki Toy, the husband's making a mistake, is in the first pshat in Rav Nachman, because he thought he was giving it to a shliach l'kabbalah, and he wasn't. In the second pshat, it was that the shliach didn't want to be a shliach. Not that the guy made a mistake, the shliach said no. But what we wanted to prove from the Mishnah, that there's an underlying svara of let it work any way it can work, is not there anymore.
Just like you can't prove one way, how can you prove the other way?
Again, to ask a question, you have to prove a person wrong. If you say something, in order for me to slug you up, I have to prove you wrong. I can't say you're possibly wrong. That's not proving you wrong. here. Somebody stole something. I decided Ruvain was the ganav. I don't know if Roger is on, so we don't use Ruvain in the show. Levi was the ganav. I decided Levi was the ganav. So somebody says to me, maybe it wasn't Levi, maybe it was Shimon. No, I can prove it's Levi. How? Because I feel that way. That's not a proof. Proof means there's no other possibility. I have a Mishnah. If the only shot in the Mishnah is this svara, that when a husband makes a shliach for a get, he doesn't care how it operates, he just wants it to work, then I've proven that svara. If there's an other shot in the Mishnah, then that svara is not proven.
So why can't you just flip it around? You're right. Just like I can't prove, you can't prove it. You learn my way.
If Nachman can say his opinion, you can't slug him up. I'm entitled to my opinion. If you want to argue with me, you can say you disagree with my opinion. Gesundheit. Can you prove me wrong? No. We were trying to prove Rav Nachman wrong. We can't. That's all. We're going to try again to prove Rav Nachman wrong. Amar Rava Tashima. Ktanis Sha'amra Hiskaba Ligiti. Ktanis, married lady. She tells to somebody, please go accept the get from my husband. Shliach comes, tells the husband exactly what the woman said. Your wife, the 11-year-old, asked me to accept the get for her. I am a shliach l'kabbalah. Zok the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, ain't a get ashegi a get liyada. It's not a get till it gets to her hand. Why? Because she can't make a shliach. A kind of doesn't have the power to make an agent. So therefore, when the husband gives it, he takes it to the woman. She's divorced when he gets there. But he didn't make him a shliach l'halacha. The guy walks in and said, I'm an agent to accept the get for your wife. And he handed it to him.
How do you know he didn't say
hold on? Not to say in the Mishnah that he said anything. Again, let's give the Gemara a chance. We got to give the Gemara a chance, right? The Gemara is trying to prove it. Guy walks in and said, your 11-year-old wife asked me to accept the get for her. The guy said, here. When the guy delivers it, it's a get. Who made him a shliach l'halacha? Answer is, any husband that decides to divorce his wife just wants it to work any way it can work. V'halacha. Sorry. B'kimiyati gittu liyadam yimigash. V'amai v'alav shliach l'halacha shavya. Elam rinan. Kivin shenasin enaf ligasha. Once he decided to divorce her, meimarama tigarish kolecha demigasha. Let it work any way it can work. Dr. Gemara haki hashta, no comparison. Hasab adim yidei shen shlichas l'katan. Husband's no fool. He knows his wife is a ktana. He knows she doesn't have the power of agency. So when he gives it, he automatically means halacha. He can't mean anything else. The gomer ben lasan l'shem halacha did that. Hachatoy. In our case, in Rav Nachman's case, he really thought it was a shliach l'kabbalah. You can't compare the two cases.
Does he have to tell the shliach?
Doesn't have to. It's self-understood.
And the shliach thinks he's still... The shliach doesn't know.
Shliach also knows. He's not an idiot. He knows the ktana can't make a shliach.
Why do you go to the husband and say, I'm the shliach?
Because your wife sent me to accept her get. That's what happened.
This is why he's there. You don't have to prepare to speak it out.
Exactly. Everybody knows that a ktana can't make a shliach. And therefore, when he comes to tell the husband, your wife asked me, he means make me a shliach l'halacha.
I'm sorry, just...
The big difference between the halacha and the kabbalah, though, halacha can't dilly-dally around, right? I mean, kabbalah can wander away for years.
Well, halacha can also wander away from years, except you won't be divorced.
Right. But if he thinks... So you mean to tell me if the Baal would say, be a shliach l'kabbalah, that doesn't uproot it, or where would uproot it?
I don't get
it. It
didn't
work.
No, Shliach said, your wife sent me to accept the get.
But let's say the Baal would have said, you're Kabbalah to me.
We said it meant to Skabo V'Hailach. because we said that a husband knows he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, and he knows his wife can't make one either. You want to know what if he's an ignoramus and he doesn't know?
No, I'm just
that's
saying,
what you want. That's
never,
what you're asking.
He can never avoid a shlichus. If I say that he just said the wrong thing, does it matter?
Again,
can he void a shlichus?
I know what that means.
Can he void a shlichus by saying the wrong thing? If he says the wrong thing, does it matter?
That's what Rav Nachman said. It does matter. It depends on the circumstance. If he knows he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, they mean halacha. A guy knows he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, obviously he means halacha. Yes, we are. We're saying that. In the case of Rav Nachman,
the man can't make
it. Our case of our Mishnah. The guy said hiskabel, he means hiskabel v'haylach. But he knows he can't do it any other way. Rav Nachman's case, he was reacting. The guy came and told him, I am shliach l'kabbalah. Yes?
I'm going to a very dangerous area. She is, in general, telepathy
is not a...
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Telepathy is not, ESP is not.
No, it's not.
We rely all on what people say. It's a general thought threat. Now, there is a principle that people don't say meaningless things, which means that we all did not live in the 20th century.
yes.
So you have to rely on that, but you've got conflicting qualities, which is people do not say meaningless things. But also, we rely on what
retranslating a word.
But to go back to what you said earlier, that if you offer, if Nachman offers, and cannot be proven wrong.
Well, we're trying to prove him wrong in the case of Katana, because we're trying to figure out why is this girl divorced when the guy got there, nobody made a shliach l'halacha. The answer is it's implied, because every person wants to divorce his wife any way he can. The Gemara's answer is no. It's because he knows that that's the only way he can do it. Therefore, that's what he means.
He's an ignoramus.
What?
What if he is an ignoramus?
I don't know. That would be a big problem. Ignoramus would be a big problem with this Gemara. You're right.
And that's it. There is, in terms of falsifiability, you do not have a proof check, so therefore there is a possibility. There is always a possibility on both sides.
Yeah, the Gemara is assuming that people know this halacha. Again, why the Gemara assumes that, I don't know. Rashi. Sotrashi, ain't a get that she get the other. She ain't a cut nice to shliach. Who can collapse shluch at the door? Who else shluch at the day? Who becomes the husband's agent? Lamai, or lav shliach le loka shavya. Odi mi day she shliach le cutting. Okay? Now we go to the next case, and let's keep concentrated here. Tashma. Havali gitech. A guy said, Havali giti. A woman said, Havali giti. He went to the husband, v'ishtachar mehiskabal digiti. This braisa is a replica, it's the exact same case as Rav Nachman. And then the braisa says the opposite case. She said hiskabal digiti, v'ishtachar amra havel digiti. So we have two cases here. In one case, the woman said, be my shliach, go pick it up, let him send it with you. And he said to the guy, your wife asked me to accept it for her. In the other case, the woman said, accept it for me. And he went and told the husband, your wife wants you to send it to her. Both opposite cases. And the braisa continues. V'hu amar, and he reacted one of many different ways. Either Hailach Matanla, take it to her. Zachila, acquire it for her. His Kabbalah, accept it for her. Any one of those three. Take it to her. Acquire it for her. Accept it for her. Ratzel Achzer Yachzer. It's his agent, and he can still change his mind. When she gets it, she's Megoreshes. Now, the Gemara understands that some of these reactions are going in one of the cases, and some of these reactions are going in the other case. The Gemara understands right away that it's not the same when he says Hiskabel and Hailech. But which case is which reaction going to? We had two cases. In one case, the guy told the husband, I'm your wife, Shliach LeKabbal, and he wasn't. In the other case, he told the guy, his husband, I came to pick it up for her, meaning to deliver it to her, and he really was a Shliach LeKabbal. The husband reacted. Now, the Braisa gave us three reactions. But the Gemara understands it's not three reactions to each case. One of the reactions is to one case, and two of the reactions are to the other case. Zachila and Iskabala is the same. Now, which case is the one he said Hailech, and which case is the one that he said Iskabel? That's what the Gemara is going to try to figure out. Frech the Gemara. My love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Vailocha, Alalocha. When the Shliach said, I am your wife, Shliach, the Kabbalah, he said Iskabala. And when the Shliach said, I'm here to pick it up to deliver it to your wife, he said, Hailuch v'tevla. That's how the Gemara understands. His reaction was the exact word that the Shliach used. The Shliach said, your wife made me a Shliach l'Kabbalah, and he said, his Kabbalah, or Zachilah, same thing. And he said, the Shliach says, your wife made me a Shliach to pick it up to be your Shliach l'Elocha. He said, Hailuch v'tevla. And in both cases, the bride is saying, he's a Shliach l'Elocha. That means that even though the husband thought he was making a shliach l'kabbalah, we say he means to megarish her any way he can. Or he's relying on, that means he's relying on the shliach. That's what it means, right? And still, I'm sorry, he's relying on her. He's relying on her because the shliach said, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah. The husband said, his kabbal. And still it works. That means, any way it can work, it will work. Same swara we said before. I just want her divorced. Whatever it takes. Kabbalah, and the husband said, his kabbal. Watch her to work. Answer is, he wants it to work any way it can work.
We don't use the
Yeshi. There's no Yeshis here.
Well, his Kabbalah, you said his Kabbalah, why? By the case of Halach, by the case of Kabbalah? How does Kabbalah meant accept Matanla?
That's when he initiates it. Here is reacting to the Shliach. To response. Shliach said, I'm a Shliach of Kabbalah. The husband said, his Kabbalah. Why in the world should it work? He didn't even say take it the way she said. He said hiskabel. The answer is because when he just wants to divorce her, whatever it takes.
There's
still a Tana, right?
No Tana.
It's not a Tana.
No.
He's leaving the Shlichus definition open.
Correct.
Halacha,
correct. Whatever it takes.
Like we tried to say before.
Yeah. Right.
Unsuccessfully.
Rashi.
His question's on
Rav Nachman.
On Rav Nachman. Istacha Amra Gesina Bekuli. Hailuk Matanla Zakila Viskabala. Echad Mikal Alashainas Halalu Amrla. He used one of these Lashainas. Ratzel Achzi Yachzer. The Fashina Lava, if we know, we will explain it. My love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Vailocha, Ilocha. Zakhi Viskabel. Diktani, Kaya Istacha Amra Iskabel. The reaction of Iskabel is when the guy said, your wife said Iskabel. The Hailuk Matanla Diktani, Kaya Istacha Amra Havi. And Hailuk Matanla is going in the case when your wife said, bring it. Tani b'tavayim, shagia get liyadim agarashis. Uchufta the Rav Nachman b'kabola kabola. Diktani, the bride is saying, havili giti v'ishtacham riskabel, v'uaymer hiskabel, the behedjun yovin avil b'tadish kabola. He said, you take it, skabel. U'ba'al la barakiyu. And the Baal has no right to do that. He said she didn't make him a shlich l'kabbalah. Uktani nahavi mir shlich l'alacha. Why? The kivin shenasin einav l'garsha. We say this svara, that once a husband wants to divorce his wife, he means to say, let it work. Well, the coach get hechid amr l'hei l'kvash amra. And for sure, if he says take it the way she wanted, it could be very well that he meant what she really said. Meaning, here it's the worst case. He said his kabel, and still we say it works. And for the Gemara, like kabbalah ha'ilacha, ha'ilacha kabbalah. The case of the brisa is the guy said to the husband, your wife made me a shliach l'kabbalah, and he said, take it to her. When the guy came and said, your wife asked me to please pick it up to deliver, he said, hiskabel. He reacted the opposite way of the shliach. He didn't confirm what the shliach said. The shliach said, I'm a kabbalah, he said, hailech. The shliach said, I'm a hilacha, he said, hiskabel. So what problem? That's you know what I mean? You know, we can't. In Yiddish, we say "Anar Weissman Ishkin Halba Arbit."
What does that mean?
I'm not going to tell it to
you. No, I understand. I mean, but most of you do not understand.
That's why I said it in Yiddish. You know what it means? You don't show a fool a half a job because he thinks it's finished.
Have you ever said that before?
No, I didn't. It's better in Yiddish, what can I tell you?
It's Yiddish.
Yeah.
We didn't say that a lot,
no. No, they didn't. Because you show a chacham a half a job, he knows it's a half a job. But if you show a fool a half a job, he thinks it's finished.
That's a great line.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean personal. Don't take it personal.
That's a great line.
I can always say to him, he understands Yiddish. Baruch Moshe.
I think it's a compliment.
How can you take it as a compliment?
Because they know Yiddish.
And for the Gemara. Like, Kabbalah, Elokah, Elokah, Kabbalah. So let's take each case. In the case when the Shliach said, your wife made me a Shliach le Kabbalah, and he said, Hailech, he made him a Shliach le Elokah. In the case when the guy said, your wife asked me to be a shliach l'alacha, and he said, hiskabel, why did that work? If he said hiskabel, and he was really a shliach l'kabbalah, right? He said, your wife said for me to take it. But the bottom line is, his wife had made him a shliach l'kabbalah, and he said hiskabel to work right away. Must be he doesn't believe. He doesn't mean what his wife said. He means what you said. If he would have said, do it like she said, then maybe he means what she really said. Here he said, hiskabel, right? But he meant hiskabel v'haylach. Here he said, Hiskabel, which means he's not saying, do what my wife said. He's saying, I trust you, what you said, and accept it for her, which is like the case in the Mishnah, that he means Hiskabel v'haylech. Again, he doesn't know his wife said Hiskabel. The guy came and told him, your wife told me I'm a shliach lo'ilocha. To be a shliach lo'ilocha. Now, if he would have said, take it like she said, you could say he means what she really said. He didn't say that. He didn't react and say anything about his wife. He just said, you know what, Hiskabel.
In the case when she didn't say that, she just said, go.
In the case when she said, Heilig, when she said, be a shliach lo'ilocha, and he came and he said, I'm a shliach lo'kabalah. What?
And then he said,
Hiskabel. Right. He means Hiskabel v'haylech.
And it's when she gets it.
When she gets it. I'm sorry. He said, the wife said, Hiskabel. He came and told the husband, your wife asked me to be a shliach lo'ilocha. And he said, Hiskabel. He doesn't mean Hiskabel. Why should he mean Hiskabel? He can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. And he doesn't say, I want to do it like my wife said. He doesn't say a word about that. He's trusting the shliach that he's a shliach l'kabbalah. When he says Hiskabel, he means Hiskabel v'haylech.
Well, always flipping that. It's always says, you can't just say whatever it is.
Again. But the Mishnah said, if a guy walks over to shliach and says Hiskabel, he knows he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, so he means the shliach l'halacha. That's different than saying, let it work any way it can work. He's specifically making him a shliach l'halacha. But we say that's what the word means, because he knows he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. If he would have said, take it like...
It should work whatever way it works. Yes. Work
whatever way it works means, I don't know what I'm doing, let it work any way that works. Yes.
Again, we're still in the ESP program.
Yes, 100%. That's not going to be solved.
There actually is a way out, which is when you look at a statement, one of the things you have to figure out in a complex statement is what is it that is the center, that is really the semantic meaning of that statement. And as you have been saying several times, if someone wants to be forced, that is the center of the statement. I want to be forced by, you know, whatever. It's a very uncomfortable thing to say. Generally, when we...
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Right. Kabbalah, the Tani Zakhil of Iskabalah, Koya, Aloha, Aloha. Ishtach Arma Havali. Your wife said, be a shliach l'aloha. You're not a shliach l'kabbalah, Chavisai. She made him a shliach l'kabbalah. Sharamala Hiskabo. L'kamaporach, and Bratzel Ha'ach, and Mayach, said, so why can he still change his mind? Haloka, the Tani, Haloka, the Tani, Ishtach Arma Hiskabo. We can want to get the other, the shliach Tigarish, she should get divorced. The Tavayu, shliach l'kabbalah, Shavya. The woman made him a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband said, Hiskabel. But Mayim, Bratzel Ha'ach, the Yagzer. Shmami, not that the boy did they shliach samoch. Climb a tipship with the Tani Yagzer. Since it says he can change his mind, the boy did they samach. Then you're relying on the shliach's version. V'yomerloi, the shliach had said, "Ishtach amar havili." V'hemnei, he believes them. V'skabu the kamerlei, v'skabu v'ayelach kamer. V'chinam yokim the love. That's what we said before. The image of Nachman Ipcha, that if Rav Nachman's case would have been the opposite one, v'skabu the gitiv ishtach amar havi, v'amar heilach kamasha amra, and he said, "Take it like she said." To amar Rav Nachman shagir get liyadu begreshes. Have a pristina minah and the boy of the shliach samach. Right? In the case the Gemara wanted to say before, if he says take it like she said, if you learn he relies on the shliach, he means like you said, she said. Hachi ashta. Hasim kamer lehelach kamasha amra. Hodar amr leel. That's what we said before. You know what? I'm not going to rush these Rashis. I'm going to do this over again tomorrow. I think it needs more explanation. We're going to do this piece of Gemara and the Rashis over again tomorrow.
Are these three cases or two cases? With some Rashi.
Two cases.
There's two cases. Because the first Rashi uses the Lashon Chula, and the next two talk about it's more Mashna like it's two.
Two cases.
Okay.
Everybody should have a wonderful Guten Chodesh.